This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Okay.
Oh, snap.
What?
Dylan, there's got to be a button back there where you can turn his microphone off when you need to. Just a straight up, like,
what?
Pause, mute, dump button, whatever. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, there is. I mean, I could
lift the lid on the emergency.
I could, if I wanted to, I could silence Squid Billy, but why would I do that? He's bringing the good vibes.
I can see, like, fifth grade Dylon when this song came out with his glasses, pushing him up on his nose and walking around going, yeah! What?
Can I tell y'all, this song and 1-2 Step with Sierra and Missy, yeah. I was doing handstands, man, doing handstands and trying to be a fifth grade break dancer when they would let me. We used to have, like, I did after school back in fifth grade, and they would let us sometimes like dance and just do, you know, different stuff to just, you know, get rid of all of our energy. And man, they would play this song. Couldn't tell me nothing.
You were,
man,
putting the vibes out.
I mean, I thought I was a Jabberwocky.
What'd you say?
I thought I was a Jabberwocky.
A Jabberwocky, bro. I haven't heard the term Jabberwocky in years.
Thought I could get me a spot on somebody's America's Best Dance Crew.
Man, I have not heard the term Jabberwocky in literal years.
Speaking of turning mics off.
Yeah. See, that's what you get for trying to be nice to that man.
I know. He turned on me that quick.
Yeah, hey, man, it's a harsh world out there, Dylon.
Hey, I guess so.
I mean, I almost stepped up to an old Irish man because I thought he was going to say something to me. Turned out to be the nicest guy I saw all day. Right. What a nice gentleman that guy was.
Speaking of expecting the best, before we get to In the Huddle, just a second, and talk about this mock draft and some of the people that are coming to the Falcons, I got to tell you, man, I used to, so my kids are 4.5 and almost 3. My daughter's almost 3. We packed them in there pretty good. I'm going to a birthday party at a buddy's house for his kid, who I think is turning, you know, I don't know, 5, 2, I don't know, something like that.
Which one? He's got like 9.
I know, that's why I don't know what the birthday number is. I don't know which kid it is. But we're going to his house tomorrow, and it was just crazy how I had this realization yesterday that I used to hate, like when my kids were newborns, I hated going to birthday parties for kids. Because it was like, you know, you had to throw them in the stroller and they're just going to lay there like a potato and you have to hold them the whole time. They're probably going to cry, probably change a diaper, whatever. And now that my kids are like of toddler age, like birthday parties are the absolute best. I'm like, yeah, hey, run up. Hey, take your shoes off before you get in the jumpy house. Yeah, have a good one. And I'm like, hey, man, where's the beer at? You know, where's the open cooler at? Where's the bar?
Let me tell you something. It's all fun and games until a brawl breaks out in the jump house.
Yeah, that's fine. If a brawl breaks out in the – look, survival of the fittest in there. You know what I mean?
I think your kid's set for success in the jumpy house.
And the best thing is that my son would definitely protect my daughter in the jumpy house. He'd be like, yo, Don't touch sissy. It's and he'd throw hands.
Your kid versus others is essentially like the Undertaker versus like X-Pac.
Until a 7-year old rolls up and tries him, I think he'll be fine. You know what I mean?
I don't think he's gonna have any trouble. He's taller than most 7-year olds. I don't think it's an issue at 4. He's like towering over 6th graders.
You know what
you're
mean? Like gonna have to learn at some point. So we'll see. I'm actually stoked about a birthday party tomorrow.
And you know, I don't mean that in a negative way. I can't. But your kid is tall. Like I
he's
saw
a big boy.
The truck show or whatever you went to a while back. That
oh god yeah
we talked about. He's standing with a truck or some kind of big piece of equipment.
Yep.
And I was like, that's, I don't know if I'd look that good again.
you're looking at the picture going, I'm not sure the truck. I didn't know it was that small. Wait, the kid's just really big.
Do I stand that tall next to those tires?
Is he standing in the foreground of this photo?
Look, let's talk a little Falcons. Real quick, we touched on earlier, but the Falcons signed German-born kicker Lenny Craig. It's a 3-year deal from what I've heard. They saw him at the International Player Pathway Program Pro Day on Tuesday. And he apparently wooed all the scouts there so much that there became a bidding war. Koo off the right hip injury. I think Robbie Patterson is still there as well. Not sure. I think he's going to have a chance. He could come in and maybe compete. If not, I have a feeling he might be used on that practice squad spot that is an extra spot that you get if you have an international player in the pathway program. So I'm waiting for some clarity on that, but
I think it's interesting because honestly, I thought when we started coming down to, you know, the league year and everything else, I was looking at Koo's numbers. I think he's due like $5 million this year, and that's, let's be honest, he didn't earn that money when you talk about his performance a year ago, and I know there's injuries and everything else, but I thought at some point, and I even pointed the fact that I wouldn't be shocked before this signing if they had actually used one of those 7th round picks on a kicker. To be able to come in and make kind of the rookie minimum and, you know, go about it the way you would with a 7th-round draft pick. I'm not sure what, you know, Young Waiku's future is here, but I know that this is a step towards saying, all right, you need to do better or it's going to be over quickly.
$12 million cap space. That's plenty to sign the rookie stuff. And don't make no mistake, they could absolutely decide that Craig wins the job or Koo loses it, maybe even to Patterson, and they could cut him. That frees up money because that cap situation, I have to go back and look at it, but I'm pretty sure they'll get cap relief off of Koo.
Yeah, I think so too.
And that's one of those deals where you're going to gain a little bit of money and – you know, it's not, and it frees you up in other ways. See, that's what people got to remember. That's extra money to use during the year. So if they cut him post June 1st, it would free up $4.25 million. So
it's not going to sound the same after an extra point when everybody goes, Craig. No, it's not going to quite hit as hard as Koo.
Yeah.
But nonetheless.
All right. Matt Miller of ESPN, not a huge fan of him, but he does. He's a mock draft guy. I don't like all of his stuff. Sometimes I think his takes are, yeah. But he has in a 2-round mock draft, the Falcons at 15, taking Jahad Campbell from the University.
Alabama.
That's right. He can – look, this. I think Campbell is really more of a middle linebacker because I think he's got sideline-to-sideline speed. He can run.
He's very rangy,
He can be used – he can be used similar – to Jalen Walker in that outside, I just don't think he's as polished.
He's definitely not as polished of a pass rusher as Jalen Walker. And I don't necessarily believe Jalen Walker is an incredibly polished pass rusher, but he does do multiple things and does multiple things well. Jalen Walker, and Caden Ellis doesn't do it on the edge as much as people think, but Jalen Walker to me is a lot like Caden Ellis, where he's just as useful walked up as he is off the ball. Jahad Campbell is just one of those guys you want to stay off the ball, because he's so rangy moving sideline to sideline that you know that he can track guys down in the flat, split some of the blocks, you know, and screens and things like that, and make plays out wide. So there is some upside there. He's not for me. Jahad Campbell's not what Jalen Walker is, but I'm not sure that, you know, any other off-ball linebacker in this draft is what Jalen Walker is athletically. So we'll see.
You could make an argument Jalen Walker is the best defensive player in this draft after Travis Hunter. And
Carter would be at the top for me.
Yeah, well, I know, but I'm just saying you can make an argument based on some of the things that Jalen Walker's done. They're doing different things, but it doesn't take away the skill set of how good Jalen Walker was and against SEC teams too.
I really, and this goes back to a conversation we've had a number of times this month with the signing of Divine Diablo, what Caden Ellis means, how they value Caden Ellis possibly. Because remember, we talked about Caden Ellis being a guy you can move money around on. He is entering the final, I believe it's going to be the final year of his contract coming up. And they didn't decide to do that. And I'm not saying Caden Ellis is a perfect linebacker. He's not, you know, a Pro Bowler. But he's been very, very good, and the output's been very, very good. But I know that they needed to – they felt like they needed to redo that linebacker room, and it seems like the signing of Divine Diablo, who is a 4-4 guy, if you wanted to mock a linebacker the way Matt Miller does here, I don't think anybody would be terribly upset if you got more athletic defensively. But, again, I don't think that we expect it, seeing as how you just signed a guy and you have Caden Ellis and you drafted J.D.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast. Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You need to re-sign Kate. You need to extend Caden Ellis soon because he's at, I think he's on year 3 of a 3-year deal.
Is there a chance, though, that they don't value him as highly as we do?
Well,
like, is there a chance that he fits in the Paul Warlow mold?
You might find that answer out very quickly if Jahad Campbell is drafted.
I'll say this.
You had your 3 best players on defense last year were Caden Ellis, Jesse Bates, and A.J. Terrell. And there is the end. Period.
Like, I agree.
And there's no argument because you can talk to 15 guys in the NFL, and I think all that cover the league and they would or the team, they would tell you yes, them. The other guy they have is Alfred Collins, defensive tackle. Now he's listed. He is a guy 6'6", 330. Oh, he is a big, big man.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
But he can play everywhere on the line.
Yeah.
He can slide inside. He can slide outside. You can play him with that one technique. You can do everything with him. He's got upside. I understand where people put pushback, but it's hard to be upset with both of these picks if you're a Falcons guy because they are addressing needs that you need.
There's no doubt about it. And I think when you look at, well, just look at the last couple of years of defensive tackles that have come out of Texas. You know, he was behind Tavondre Sweat, Byron Murphy. And he's like, I'm 6'5 and a half. This guy's 6'6, 332. I'm 6'5 and a half. Most people consider me a big person. I never even approached 332. Like, not even, I don't even think I ever got within 15 pounds of that. So this is a big old Jesse right there in the middle. They can plug things up, and I don't think there's any secret about it. And I know we'll have Mr. Yo in the Twitter in just a minute. They have to get bigger up front on defense. There is zero question. You got shoved around so many times last year in terms of short yardage situations, obvious rundowns. Eddie Goldman is not there. He was one of your best run defenders. So this would not be a shocking pick to me.
And my source finally got back to me and basically said, I'm telling you from what I gathered, there will be an open competition.
Yeah.
Kicker. Lenny Craig has a real shot to come in here and win that job. He better do better than he did last year, though, in the German league or whatever.
Yeah,
or
I was going to say 11 of 16.
Just real quick,
again,
back to y'all's point about Alfred Collins. The Falcons definitely could use some what we like to call big biscuit eaters.
Yeah, big biscuit eaters. A biscuit shy of 350.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
It's a guy that's 2 axe handles wide.
That too? Yeah.